Good morning, beloved. And again, thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Today, we are going to pick up where we left off yesterday in Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 57. Today's reading is about John the Baptist being born, and Zechariah is once again able to speak. The Holy Spirit enables him to prophesy concerning his son. And he praises God. So let's get with it again. God's saving word for us this week is joy. By the time came for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard how wonderfully good that the Lord had been to her, and they all rejoiced with her. When the baby was a week old, they came to circumcise him, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, his name is to be John." And they said to her, "But you don't have any relative with that name." Then they made signs to his father, asking him what his name he would like the boy to have. And Zechariah asked for a writing pad, and he wrote, "His name is John." How surprised they all were. At that moment, Zechariah was able to speak again, and he started praising God. The neighbors were all filled with fear, and the news about these things spread through the whole hill country of Judea. Everyone who heard it had thought about it, and they asked, "What is this child going to be?" For it was plain that the Lord's power was upon him. John's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he spoke God's message. "Let us praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to the help of his people and has set them free. He has provided for us a mighty Savior, a descendant of his servant David. He promised through his holy prophets long ago that he would save us from our enemies, from the power of those who hate us. He said he would show mercy to our ancestors and remembered his sacred covenant. With a solemn oath to our ancestor Abraham, he promised to rescue us from our enemies and allow us to serve him without fear, so that we might be holy and righteous before him all the days of our life. You, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High God. You will go ahead of the Lord to prepare his road for him, to tell his people that they will be saved by having their sins forgiven. Our God is merciful and tender, and he will cause the bright dawn of salvation to rise on us and to shine from heaven on all those who live in the dark shadow of death, to guide our steps into the path of peace." The child grew and developed in body and spirit, and he lived in the desert unto the day when he appeared publicly to the people of Israel. And today's key verse, Luke chapter 1, verses 76 and 77, Zechariah said, "You, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High God. You will go ahead of the Lord to prepare his road for him, to tell his people that they will need to be saved by having their sins forgiven." You know, just as when Mary appeared before her cousin Elizabeth, and at the sound of her voice, the baby leapt within her and her womb. The two, Jesus and John the Baptist, would be forever linked. Their lives actually foretold by prophecy, and John the Baptist was going to be the forerunner of the Savior, of the Messiah. And even Zechariah could recognize that there was something great that God had planned for his son. You know, I thank God that he doesn't show us everything. Zechariah didn't know the sorrow that he would suffer at the death of his son, who would make a stand for righteousness, and that stand would cost him his life. But he was so excited that he, his family, especially through this baby, would be the instruments by which God would prepare the coming for the Messiah. Let's pray. God of hope and promise, you remember your sacred covenant and cause the bright dawn of your salvation to rise on us. You are merciful and loving. Guide my steps this day in the path of peace. Amen. Well, join us tomorrow, beloved, as we will be reading Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, where Jesus is born and the shepherds are the first to hear the good news. I look forward to spending this time together with you each day, and until we meet again, may God richly bless you.